Hello, and welcome to Atomic Radio Hour, the Post-Nuclear Podcast, episode 103. I'm your host, Vince, and I'm also here with...
Oh, I'm your vacation host, Olive.
Hey, how you been?
I've been good. I've got a seltzer here. I'm in a little cabin. I'm having a great little vacation week.
Yeah?
As you can see, I'm not in my normal venue.
What, you're using something separate to record with as well, I presume?
Oh yeah, that's why it looks so, oh so crunchy.
Well, before we get into anything, I think we should say that our episode today is brought to you by our Patreon. We have some people we have to thank before we get into the episode, do we not?
We do. We have to thank, first and foremost, Noah.
Thank you, Noah.
Next, we have Jordan with a Y. No, we don't. That's the wrong order. It's Gage.
Thank you, Gage, twice. Once for Patreon, twice for Discord.
We also have Jordan with a Y.
Thank you, Jordan with a Y.
Also, Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
And Marcus.
Thank you, Marcus.
Thank you.
How you been?
Thank you for giving us money.
Yeah, thank you. How you been since I last saw you?
Last time I saw you, I was good, and currently I'm also good.
Good.
I'm really relaxed. I've been just kind of taking some time to myself here, and like sitting out by the lake. It's just been really nice.
Nice. Mm-hmm. How long are you out there for?
Actually, I'm heading back to Rochester in the morning.
Well. Speaking of travel...
By the time this comes out, I'll already be home.
How long of a drive is it?
It's only like 4 hours.
Oh, only?
Yeah.
Alright. I don't have a segue, but today's lore is about New Reno.
Neato.
The original capital of sin, known for its casinos, total freedom, prostitutes, alcohol, and drugs. It is the home of Golden Globes, run by the Corsican brothers, even though there's only one of them. And is supposedly the only porn studio existing post-war. And this is where the chosen one can become a porn star.
We love that. We love options in video games.
Who is we? There's also the Jungle Gym, which is a boxing gym, and the Cat's Paw, which I have written down here as the Whorehouse.
Is that actually what it's named?
Yeah, the Cat's Paw, yeah. Which is a great name for a brothel.
That is a really good name. You could do so much with a theme like that.
I believe there's a quest where you have to bring, like, porno mags that are exclusively Cat's Paw porno mags. To, like, the headmistress or whatever.
That's really funny. Are they, like, pre-war things? Or, like,
I don't
homemade?
Think so.
Or...
I don't think... If I remember... Let me see if I can find it.
That sounds really funny.
I've always wanted to go to, like, a burlesque show.
It's fun. They're cool.
You've gone to a burlesque show?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you go to that?
Actually, one of the nights that I was in New York City for Pride last year.
Really? Like, yeah. Like a real ask,
like, well, it was
dancing
like,
around and singing?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't all like
Whoa.
That. It was mostly, like, more of the, like, edgy part of it. But, yeah, there was, like, a variety show that had a bunch of different acts, and one of the acts was a burlesque show. It was really cool.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to, like, a real, like, French fucking, like...
Like a classic.
Know. Like a what?
Like a classic burlesque show.
Yeah. Yeah, like I can smell the stage from where I'm sitting. You know what I mean? Like a real fucking...
I know exactly what you mean.
No, but the quest is... The quest is you gotta bring 10 Cat's Paw magazines to Miss Kitty.
Oh, that's funny.
They also have New Reno Arms, which are weapon dealers, and by 2241, there are four different families that run New Reno. The Mordinos, they're the most powerful, run by Jesus Mordino and his son, Little Jesus. They rose to power pretty much all because of their reign with Jet. So they had Myron, and Myron would make Jet for them, and then they would sell it. So they owned most of Reno just on drug sales alone.
Wait, Vince, the bishops, I have a question.
Sure.
Are you sure it's not pronounced Mirnon?
No, I'm sure. I'm an actual fan of the series.
Right, right.
And I don't hate gay people.
Oh, that actually helps a lot, actually.
Yeah.
You know, given the whole, like, Tim Kaine thing, like...
Yeah. And then when my past is brought up, I don't try to hide it.
Right, that's a really good one.
Yeah. I also don't think Fallout 4 is that great of a game, but that's a whole other argument.
I know. What are you laughing about? The bishops. Huh?
You know what I'm laughing about.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
The bishops were a power hungry family run by John Bishop. They wanted to end the mob style that runs all of New Reno and kind of have an alliance with the NCR. And they run the Shark Club Casino.
Hmm.
The Wrights were considered to be the weakest and led by Orville Wright. And I don't know if this is the Salvatores. The Salvatores was a small gang, mafia-style family that was led by Louis Salvatore. Salvatore?
I don't know.
By 2281, the Wrights would become the most powerful, and they would be contested by the Van Graffs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the Van Graffs have a much larger history than I realized while I was researching this. I don't go too much into the Van Graffs, but they show up in New Reno, and they show up in New Vegas, kind of, not at the same time.
I love murdering the Van Graffs. They suck so hard.
I love murdering Cass.
See, I don't. That's where we differ.
Yes. I like the kind of, like, tyrannical reign that they kind of have in, like, this, we say what goes, if you don't like it, we have the firepower to kill you. And the way the Fallout universe works, give it 30 years and they won't be in power anymore. So, New Reno has no real police or government.
That's interesting. I'm happy about that. I mean, fuck 12.
Yes, exactly. Fuck 12. I was waiting for a topical something for you to say.
Yeah.
Defund Paw Patrol. Absolutely. Defund Paw Patrol.
Defund Paw Patrol, first off. Defund Paw Patrol.
This makes me fucking laugh.
It's just so fucking funny.
Fucking dogs running around. Defund them. Defund them all.
I feel bad for the little fire dog, though. Like, he didn't do anything wrong. No one ever fucks with the fire department.
Like, do you remember in school I had that whole hatred for junior volunteer firemen?
Yeah, I understood where you were coming from because all those guys were jerks.
They thought they were heroes. I remember one kid said he used to say he was a hero because he was a junior volunteer fireman. I don't even think he could ride on the truck. He had to take a separate car to get there.
Yeah.
No, but, like, I think at this point I have more respect for them than I do the police.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude, they're fucking awful. They were awful. You know, one kid went around saying he's a hero.
I would call the junior fire department kids heroes if it meant that we could, like, have fuck 12 all the time.
Fuck the police. Did you see that thing? I think Ice-T. Thank you, Ice-T.
Thanks, Ice-T.
I think it was Ice-T. He said, if the cops weren't... No, we've known about the cops being fucked up because no one ever wrote a song called Fuck the Fire Department.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Alright, so the families keep order, and anyone that fucks around and pisses anyone off goes straight to Golgotha, which is a local burial site.
Ooh, I like the name of that.
Isn't that a great name?
That's a great name for a graveyard.
Let me click on it and let's see if we can learn a little bit extra about it that I don't have written down. The Yakuza also operates somewhat within New Reno. There's not a lot written on the wiki. They are fucking crazy. Golgotha is a graveyard site outside of New Reno where people are sent to die. It is also the burial grounds for those who are killed when they fall out of favor with one of the mob families in New Reno. Graves lie in all four directions of paved crossroads. Staked bodies rot in the sun. A sign points northwest of New Reno and down, indicating the direction of hell. Cool.
I like it.
There's really not much on it, other than it's got the coolest fucking name. It's got the Lucio of names, Golgothia.
Yeah, that's a pretty fucking cool name. I feel like I want to name that to, like, a witch or wizard in D&D or something.
Yeah, that'd be a cool name for, like, a dog or a cat.
Yeah, and then...
Like a little black cat.
Yeah,
like,
and...
Come here, Golgothia.
And then you, just use the short name, God.
Yeah. So, tourists in New Reno are encouraged to gamble. I have this literally written down as gamble, fuck whores, and use drugs. Especially
Jet. Is that how
Jet.
It's written on the wiki?
No, but that's how I wrote it. It probably said solicit prostitutes, and I was like, merchant.
That's not
that.
Juicy enough, yeah.
Jet being made by Myron in the stables and sold by supporting dealers like Jagger Jimmy J. And if there's anything I'm a sucker for, it's alliteration.
That's an amazing name.
Yeah.
Only I could have a name like that.
If you could do some sort of like job in the wastes, what would it be? And what would your alliterated name be?
Damn. I don't know. What would yours be?
I'm trying to think of a three-part name, but I'm thinking as like a energy weapons dealer named Plasma Pauly.
Ooh, I do like that.
But I'm trying to think of like another P, like an adjective with P.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. Wait. A woman who's incredibly beautiful and sells energy weapons. Pretty Plasma Patricia.
Ooh, I do like that. I, like, can't think of anything.
You want to come back to it?
Yeah, I mean, like,
just
I can only think
spot.
Of lame ones. Like, I thought of, like...
Give me lame one. All right, Patricia's a lame one.
I thought of Desperate Dr. Deborah.
Okay.
She really
All
needs
right.
those supplies.
Hell yeah. Like, we got a women theme going on here.
Yeah, we love that.
Who is we?
It's me and the people I associate with.
Well, you're speaking for other people now?
Yes, I am.
They are a major trading partner with the Big Circle Brahmin trade, also a major receiver of supplies from the Den. They also get slaves and chemicals from Vault City. This means that they have trades with Vault City and Redding for medical supplies and gold ore.
What do they use gold ore for?
I'll get to that.
Okay, cool.
Other than it just being... not that it's just for conducting of electricity, because of like them trying to rebuild, and especially with laser weapons, I'll get to that later. Most drugs and alcohol in New California come from New Reno. The Mordino family controlled mostly the prostitutes and the drugs, and the rights were the booze. Even before the Great War, Reno was known as a cesspit of debauchery. Only minor structural damage from the Great War happened, later reborn as New Reno. By the 23rd century, it was the most... populated area in all of North California. If the four families could get along, they would have started their own empire. By 2241, the Mordinos and the Bishops were on top. New Reno became a major player in territory control of North California. Redding became a bigger player after the NCR switched to dollars, backing it with the gold that they were mining in Redding. The families wanted to control all of the trade in North California, and they wanted to enslave the miners in Redding. To do this, they wanted the miners to get addicted to Jet.
Oh my god, they did a China opium war.
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, they thought if we can get them addicted to Jet, then they're our slaves,
wow.
More or less.
These people are so, like, morally dubious, and I didn't realize they were this shitty in general.
Yeah, Fallout and Fallout 1 and 2 characters are written extremely well.
I like this a lot.
Yeah. In exchange for slaves, the den's slaver would buy raw chemicals to be sold by the Mordinos for profit. So they would get these slaves and then sell them off, buy chemicals, then make drugs and make more money.
That's a good system.
Yeah, bishops were all in with the NCR and designated plans to bully New Reno into allying with the NCR. They were so active, the bishops, that they even got old telephone wires to work again.
Wow.
The Salvatores struck up a super secret deal with the Enclave to help manufacture FEV Curling 13 in exchange for low-grade laser weapons that gave them the upper hand against the other families. So they were helping them create like another strain of FEV. Wasn't so much a cure, wasn't so much a... it was more of a mutation. I think that it was something they can kind of like hone in on. And they were just like, help us and we will give you the scrap we're not using anymore.
Dang. But honestly, if you think about it, scrap from the Enclave is good scrap.
He'll be on camera. Pig's here. I love now. Him. Hello, Piglet. Say hello, Pig. Oh, hold on. Come here. I got you, Piggy. Chill out.
Oh my god. I can't see this cat, but I know it's amazing.
Piglet, how are you, sir? The destruction of the Enclave oil rig really fucked up the families that were involved with them for multiple reasons. One being that the NCR gained a newfound power and that the Salvatores now didn't have the power they thought they did because of the alliance they had with the Enclave.
So that's a big complicated mess.
Yes, and then after this, the Mordinos, with no Enclave backing, the Mordinos were hit hard after the cure for jet addiction was discovered and Myron's death in 2242. The families faded into obscurity and the other members joined rival families. The Wrights and Bishops became leading families. John Bishop successfully introduced New Reno into the NCR with numerous exemptions to the law. So because of the way the NCR is... You good, Pig?
Mm-hmm. All right. Here.
Oh, my cat. Hello. The way New Reno is, being the cesspit, the circle of debauchery...
The cradle of debauchery, yeah.
The cradle of filth.
Yes.
That you can't, like, do X, Y, and Z in the NCR. It was overlooked because it's New Reno and it brings in a shit ton of money.
Yeah, it's worth so much goddamn money that they're just like, you know what? You can just do illegal shit.
It's literally every Fortune 500 company in America.
Yeah, basically.
Mm-hmm. Amazon doesn't let their employees go to the bathroom. The Van Graaffs expanded business in New Reno, clashing with the Wrights. They both fought for dominance. The bishops fight in the background with the NCR. The emergence of New Vegas and the Strip in 2274 created complications for the capital of Vice. And that's all I have written down for New Reno.
This is the kind of place that I would love to see in a 3D environment.
Yes, very much so.
I think it'd be so freaking cool.
Hello, Pig. Yeah, I think it would be awesome to see what it looks like, especially because it has, like, the old sign.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to see Reno 911. That's the only cops I think I'm okay with.
Really?
Is Reno 911. Did you ever see Reno 911?
No.
They had no... It was a comedy show. It was like, imagine The Office, but they're cops.
Okay.
Like, it's really fucking funny, and nobody ever did their job properly or had any clue what they were doing.
Were they all actually officers?
No, it was a comedy show. It was fucking, I'm trying to think what you might know the other people from, because I can't think of anybody other than the black guy was the cop in BoJack Horseman, the cat, Officer Whiskers.
I really, like, only have seen a couple episodes of BoJack.
I know. I'm trying to think of the other things. Oh, did you ever see The Goldbergs?
No.
If you ever see the Goldbergs, I think the mom was one of the people on Reno 911.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'd love to see this in a 3D environment, especially because, like they said, a lot of the structural stuff stayed the same. And it wasn't really damaged by the Great War.
So it probably looks awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be a good spot for an episode of Dixon.
It would, but it would take a lot of...
a lot.
To get him out of DC.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's not a bad idea. Anything else you want to add?
No, I don't. I really like the sound of this place, though.
Yeah, this is a top-tier place. Again, one of those well-written areas from the early Fallout games. I don't remember much being talked about them in New Vegas other than when you play Caravan. I'm pretty sure there's a spot that says New Reno.
Yeah.
There's probably some talkings about it somewhere, but nothing comes to mind immediately.
Yeah, it's just so cool.
Cool. I think that does it for lore, then.
I feel like it's like a West Coast good neighbor. But better.
Yeah, I was going to say, some might even say that Good Neighbor is an East Coast version of New Reno.
Yeah.
Just because that was first. But, yeah, I'm with you. I hear what you're saying.
Cool.
Yeah, I think that's everything.
Well, it's not everything for the show.
No, but for lore.
Yeah, because we got to talk about...
Pig has been chilling with me. We got to talk about some shit.
Yeah, we got to talk about some shit.
Oh, now he left.
And he's gone.
What do you want to talk about first?
Do you want to...
You go first.
I'll go first.
You go first. I believe in you. I trust
you.
So,
Nintendo dropped a new trailer for the summer Animal Crossing update, and they are adding, like, swimming and diving, and, like, you can collect, like, seashells and stuff and give them to Blathers.
Yeah.
And they're, like, adding a bunch of other new shit, and this cute little otter guy, and I'm very excited because it's adorable, and I like Animal Crossing a lot.
Are you still playing it?
Not right now. I haven't really been playing on vacation.
But, like, in general?
Yeah, I really didn't do much with the content from the first spring update, but I've just been, like, maintaining.
Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't you do anything with the update?
I just, like, got a lot busier with work, for the most part.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like any of the spring update stuff?
I thought the little sloth man who would change things, who would make, like, shrubs was kind of cool,
mm-hmm.
but it didn't really do much for me.
Yeah. I mean, having the counterfeit art is, like, a fun return.
Yeah, I didn't really mess with it all that much. I'm trying to think, what else did they add? Counterfeit art was okay. I did like that. The stamp run thing I didn't do.
I didn't do that either.
This one I feel like I'll actually get more use out of because I do like donating to Blathers. I haven't played in a while,
mm-hmm.
but I do like donating my shit to Blathers.
Yeah, because you're a collector.
Yep. I have almost every fossil. I think I'm missing two.
I'm not sure how many I'm missing. I should probably check.
I cashed out big on turnips.
Did you?
Like, big. Yeah.
I think right now I still have like 12 mil, but like that's not that much.
That's a lot of fucking money. I think I have like 5?
Oh.
Yeah, I joined the Discord for Animal Crossing, and they had a thing that it was like, they're not asking for anything in return, their gates are just open.
Mm-hmm.
And one person I found just let me kept coming back, and I turned like 2 million into 11 plus 1 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, so then I paid off all of my loans, so I have my house maxed out, and now I'm at, like, I want to say, like, 5 or 6. I bought some shit and did some cool shit with it.
Yeah, I think I did the same thing, but I got myself up to 20 mil.
Yeah.
And then I paid off the house.
Christ.
Yeah. Me and my friend, one of my best friends, Emily, have an amazing system that we found that works.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm not going to be exposing it.
I wouldn't. Cool.
Cool, cool, cool. So yeah, that's it for that, but I know that we're going to be talking about a certain girl.
I'm going to say this with zero hyperbole.
Mm-hmm.
The Last of Us 2 is the best game I've ever played.
Wow.
It's
that's big.
The best fucking game I have ever played.
How far into are you into it?
I don't know. It's so long. Just well, when you good. Think like it's over, it's not. Do you ever play the 50 Cent games?
The 50 Cent games?
Yeah, they're really cheap, but no, like Curtis Jackson, like the Rap Man.
Was it like a side scroller?
No.
No, then I haven't.
What 50 Cent side scroller did you play?
It was like a cheap ripoff ROM.
Oh. There, Blood on the Sand, and I forget the other one. The other one's, I don't remember anybody ever talking about. But Blood on the Sand, it's not a great game. It's a third-person action-adventure game where you just kind of walk through the Middle East and, like, push it
Yo,
up.
Yo, I have seen that, yeah.
Yeah, I played it. It's not great. There's a bunch of, like, music that was only released in there, but I don't really think 50 Cent's that great of a rapper. Anyway, it's a game that you never know when the end is actually going to happen. And when I played it, I was like, oh, this is the end. And it's like, nope, it's not. Oh, this is the end. Nope, not at all. This is, nope, no, uh-uh. That's how The Last of Us, and I haven't beaten it. And please, nobody spoil it in the comments. Nobody XYZ. Don't ruin it for anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, games like this are so, like, special because of their story. And, yeah. Like with stuff like Pokemon, like, all right, like, I get it, but I'm there for the mons. I'm not there for the story.
Yeah, you're gonna take out the gym leaders and then take down a criminal organization, and you're, like, 11. So, like...
But this is, like, an entirely different story.
It is.
What's been making it so good? Are there, like, just some really tight mechanics, or is the story just really, like, worth it for you? Like, what's really hitting?
I think a good... And I was trying to compare it to the Fallout games when I was playing it.
Mm-hmm. You can't compare, though.
You can and you can't in certain aspects. Like, I think... I don't want to say it's apples and oranges, which I think is a dumb comparison in general, because they're both fruit, and why can't you compare them? Mm-hmm. But you and I just got done playing The Last of Us 1, right?
Incredible game.
Incredible. I don't know about you. I cried.
I cried.
Did you? Good. It was just great. Okay, this game is so good, I bought the fucking special edition. Like...
Oh, cool.
Like, I bought the fucking steelbook that came with a fucking... the art book for it. Here's the fucking steelbook. Oh. Here's the steelbook. Here's my girl Ellie. And here's fucking the art book. And I didn't need this, but I bought this because I knew it was gonna be great, right? I just had this feeling. I'm trying not to compare it to other things, but the thing that made me... When you and I played The Last of Us... Sorry, I'm all over the place because I'm excited. When you and I played The Last of Us 1, what made it such a great game is that it controls so well, and everything you do, you feel the actions of every step you take. When you're running as Joel, you're running, and you feel his age, and you feel his weight as you're going. When you take a bat... When you take a piece of plywood or a pipe and you fucking hit a zombie running at you.
Oh my god.
It's the most satisfying thing.
You feel the
thing.
Weight.
And like, at first, I won't lie to you, at first when you first start playing as Ellie and you hit someone with a bat, I was like, oh, it's not as heavy. And then I realized it's not as heavy because you're playing as a 19-year-old girl.
Yeah, like it's meant to be smoother because the experience of swinging that bat is different for those two people.
Yes, and I was like, oh wow, this actually makes more sense. And like, the game starts up minutes after the end of The Last of Us 1. Minutes. And like, this was something big for me. They rebuilt, they didn't just retexture, they rebuilt the last like 20 minutes of The Last of Us 1. And then remade it in 2. And it wasn't just like, here's a new skin, here's this, here's that. They actually show the end of the game in new renders.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, and it was like, it's that. It's the emotional roller coaster. It's the way the game controls. Like, again, you feel every single movement. I don't know how to explain it. Like, even though you're playing as Ellie, who's 40 years younger than Joel,
yeah,
30 something years younger than Joel, you feel that she's heavy. You feel the weight of her movements. Every single... It's just such a good fucking game. And it's a game that rewards you for taking the path less traveled. Like, if there's a scene really early on where you get into a city, and, like, I remember being overwhelmed, and I was like, this is exactly what the game should be doing. Because Ellie is going somewhere new that she's never seen before, she's never done anything, and I instantly got this feeling of overwhelmingness that I was like, what do I do first?
And that's like, awesome that they were able to make you relate like that. That's how a good game should handle.
And, like, I went to work, and I was like, it's the greatest fucking game I've ever played in my life. And someone's like, you don't think it panders? And I was like, just because the main character's gay doesn't mean it panders.
Yeah, like...
Something other than straight white people exist. Fucking... I don't want to say his name, but, like...
Yeah.
It was just like... It's so fucking incredibly... And, like, I read something recently that I totally agreed with. It was, if a game has a shit story... Its controls can make up for the story. And yes. I 110% agreed with that, because Borderlands 3's story to me was an absolute joke. That entire scene was more or less a joke to me. Yeah. Yeah. I can slide and shoot and jump and boop and bop and cream. But I don't even remember half of the character's name from that game except for Lilith.
Yeah, I mean, Lilith is kind of the coolest.
Yeah. I don't, like...
I personally really like the Borderlands is so.
No, I like the way they control. I don't care about anything else. Like, especially 3. I think that's what made me stick around with 3 for as long as I did, is that it feels so tight. Mm-hmm. And that, like, it's a constant jumping from one idea to the other, especially when it comes to combat. Where this is a game about being sad.
Well, it's a dark game for a dark time, as it was posted about in the New York Times.
Yeah, it's a dark game for a dark time, and there is a scene, I want to say maybe about 30% into the game, that hit me so hard, and it's like one of the most lighthearted parts of the game, but it hit me so hard that I put the controller down and sobbed for like a solid 2 to 3 minutes.
Oh, bud.
Like, I put my face in my hands and cried, and I was like... Nothing in a game ever has ever touched me on this level. I've never felt this way, not even in a game, in any medium, in anything, has ever made me feel this way. And it's just so good. It fucking handles so well. All of the mechanics make sense. There's a new upgrade system that makes a lot of sense. Like, remember,
I really like the
pills?
Upgrade system in the first one.
Well, you know how you could craft, like, weapon holsters and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Now you can find them.
Oh, that's great, so that you don't have to go through all the, like, process of doing that.
And when... I don't remember if it did this in the first one, but now when you upgrade stuff, it changes the appearance of your weapon, too.
Oh, that's spicy.
And it makes the greatest fucking sound effects. Like, when you put something down on a workbench and you work with it, you can hear, like you hear you tightening bolts, and you can hear you sawing something, and you can hear you shaving something down. It really fucking immerses you into this, and it's so satisfying. And, like, the pills that you find are so frequent that you're constantly getting these upgrades, but these upgrades aren't just upgrades that make you feel stronger. They're upgrades that make sense. Mm-hmm. It's like, give yourself 50% more health, or you can carry 2 extra of this, or you can do that. Or when you listen in and you use that, you know, when the screen goes all black and white?
Yeah.
Like, you can listen in and you can hear people that are further away. It's not like, now you have the fuck-a-kiss gun where you just mow through people. Yeah. Every single action you take has
weight. It's useful, yeah. And
yeah,
it's important.
It's so fucking satisfying. And I don't know, my brother, I wasn't going to get it until a day ago. Like, I was planning on getting it Wednesday. Like, I was going to get out of work, go to GameStop, and go get it. And... I wound up, my brother calls me, and he was like, this is the greatest game I've ever played. He's like, I think this is my favorite game ever. And I was like, all right, well,
your brother's playing it separately to you?
Yeah. He got up before I did. And I was like, all right, I'm going to go get it. And I went to GameStop, walked in, I was like, I need a copy of The Last of Us. And I was like, is that the special edition? And he's like, yeah. I go, all right, give me that. Like, it was just... It's... Like, there's little things about it, too. Like, if you're playing as Ellie and you're just running through something, and all of a sudden one of her hairs, like, comes undone, she just tucks it behind her ear like it's nothing.
That's so cool.
Like, there's so many little immersive things. Like... You just, it's so fucking, like, I don't want to spoil anything, and I'm trying to be as vague as possible, and even when I do talk about something, I'm trying to not use names or locations.
Mm-hmm.
It is such, it's the pinnacle. Like, it's the pinnacle. This, I feel like this justifies my PS4 purchase.
Wow. That's good. That's big.
It only took fucking 6 years. But I genuinely feel like this has justified my PS4 purchase.
That's
this incredible. And all the free games I got with PlayStation Plus. But
the only thing like that I'm kind of got a bad taste in my mouth is that I heard that there's like some issues with transphobia in one part, and like, yeah, I think it's important to show like realistic expectations in a scenario like this, but like, also, I personally play games so that I can, like, escape, and, like, I guess I'm, like, shouldn't be criticizing this game for, like, showing its colors. For, like, being what it, like, for, like, being what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it kind of makes me a little bit more hesitant to, like, to get it, even though I know it's gonna be good. I don't know, I'm kind of, like, a mixed feeling about it.
I haven't got to the point that I keep hearing about.
Mm-hmm.
And without spoiling anything, if what I'm playing I understand to be the character that is the trans character,
mm-hmm.
they are portrayed in a very positive light.
Okay.
For a very long time, because I have still yet to get to that point where something is said or mentioned.
Okay.
I'm only guessing because of, I don't think this late into the game they're going to start announcing new people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm assuming the characters that I know at this point, one of them, and I have a strong inclination of which one. Do you know the character that is or no?
No, I know nothing about the game.
Okay. I have a strong inclination of what character is the trans character. And if I'm correct, they are portrayed very, very positively.
Well, that makes me feel a bit better.
I'm trying to not ruin things when I talk.
Yeah, I know how, like, that dance is kind of difficult to, like, not spoil things, but, like, tell you about it.
Yeah, I think, honestly, everything else, like, I get it. Think of it like this. If you wake up in the morning mm-hmm. and you put fresh socks on, and then turns out you left the freezer a little open and there's a little puddle, and with fresh socks on, you step in that puddle.
Mm-hmm.
But then the rest of the day is coke and blowjobs and you win the lottery.
I gotcha. So
you know what, like, I mean?
It's like a minuscule thing in comparison to the whole.
It's the, yeah. I mean, also I haven't gotten there, so I don't know,
mm-hmm.
but so far it's, no hyperbole when I say it's probably the best game I've ever, like, for me, it's,
I think I'm
Fallout
gonna wait
3.
To get it for PS5.
Well, the PS4 version will work on PS5.
Yeah, but I want to experience it on PS5.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Either that it, or if it comes out for PC with, like, fully, like, unlocked frames and, like, all the extra doodads that I don't need, then I would like that too.
Dude, it's fucking okay. So I have an early PS4. I don't have a Pro.
I don't either.
You and I have the same model. It plays at 60 frames, 1080, and is beautiful. The lighting is beautiful. There's a scene really early on, and it's breathtaking. It's like, like, it's crazy that it exists. Like, especially on this older hardware, that it looks that good.
That it, like, looks that good, yeah.
It's a near perfect game. Like, I don't think there's ever such a thing as a perfect game, but this is as close to being perfect as possible.
I'm happy for you. I'm happy that you're having this positive experience with it.
It's like, I'm afraid this is going to give me the Dark Souls effect,
where you're going to just like get so like into it.
No, where everyone who's ever played Dark Souls goes, "Oh, it's not Dark Souls. Oh, it's not Dark Souls. Oh,
I haven't had
fun since Demon Souls." I'm feeling. I just hope that doesn't happen to me. Where I'm just like, "Yeah, this is fun, but it's not The Last of Us." And like, when this, sorry, technical difficulties, but what I believe I was saying, if I can splice this right.
The Dark Souls effect.
It's the Dark Souls effect, but I think it's a game.
Could you please explain that to the gallery?
So, like, I don't know. I might be able to save that. If you were still recording audio, I might be able to save that.
Okay, cool.
But what I was saying after that was, it is a game that I'm not even done with, and I'm like, I can't wait to finish it so I can beat it again.
Really? So you can find like more like different paths? Is there choices? Like,
well, the best thing about the game is that it's open world linearity, meaning it's a linear course, but they're just kind of like go off in different directions and check shit out. If that makes sense.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Before we kind of end, before I spoil anything.
Sure.
I just want to say real quick, the first, like, 3-4 hours of this game is a better cowboy game than Red Dead 2.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's actually incredibly funny.
There's one thing that I think you're going to appreciate, and I don't think it spoils much, but the way the game teaches you how to do things is fucking immaculate. Like, really, really early on, you get into a snowball fight with these kids. It's like the first hour of gameplay. You get into a snowball fight with these kids, and it teaches you how the combat system works. Like, it teaches you how to interact with it, because you're in, like, a jungle gym.
That's so fucking cool.
Yeah, like, it teaches you, that, like, oh, you can crawl under things, and you can jump over things, and you can climb, and then you can throw things, and you can kind of, like, reload and craft as you... And it's like... It's like you and another
all
person
in a controlled environment so that you're not like stressed about it.
It's and I was playing it with my brother, and I'm sitting there with a big dumb smile on my face, and I looked at him and I went, I'm having more fun with this, with just this stupid little snowball fight, than I've had with any game I've purchased in like the past 4 to 5 years.
You're like really hyping me up, and I don't want to get too hyped.
I'm sorry, but this is the first time I've enjoyed a game since
you've actually had a pretty decent streak of enjoying games in like the past 2 years.
Well, that's the thing. I enjoyed one aspect of it. Like, I'm not going to disagree with you because you're right, but mm-hmm. like Borderlands 3 controls were fun. Resident Evil 7, it was engaging. Like, I bought Concrete Genie. I've still yet to play.
Really?
Bless you. Yeah, I've still yet to play it.
I'm not going to be
playing it. I'm going to wind up not playing it for a while. Because when I beat this, I'm going to beat it again. And this is a game that I will not take off my hard drive. I know it because when the online comes out, I'm going to go stupid hard in that.
Oh, hell yeah. Because you love the online from Last of Us 1.
It's so fucking good. This is a fucking... I don't know how this is going to end. I don't want to know how it ends till I beat it. I don't know if we'll ever get a third one. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't, but then again, Sony likes money. This is a near-perfect game. This is what I was trying to get at when I was saying I don't want to compare it to the Fallout series. Fallout 3 happens. New Vegas happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of where we go.
Ooh.
This is the way I would think, as if I was a developer. This is where we go. We take what was good about these, and we expand upon it, and we take what was bad about these, and we take it out.
Yeah, like, put it by the wayside.
Or we improve it.
Yeah.
Fallout 4 comes out, and they're like, all right, let's just do everything over. The Last of Us 2 feels like...
You're right about that.
They made everything that was good better. They took out things that they didn't need, or they made them better. Like, remember having to craft shivs? Remember how anxious it was to kill clickers and have to craft shivs? Ellie always has a fucking switchblade.
Which is so good.
And it's so fucking convenient. And, like, like there's like, okay, I can't swap out between bottles and bricks every, remember I would like do that? Like I would just spam triangle and I would like, I would just drop and pick up, drop, pick up, drop, pick up. You can't do that anymore. I don't fucking care. But like the crafting system is quicker. Finding notes is more fulfilling. Remember you would like read notes and be like, oh wow, this whole fucking family was here. Now it's like you read a note and you follow a story and they're compelling and well, like there's one time where I read a note.
I love that shit. If only Fallout 76 could have done that well.
I read something, it was a Tumblr post that was really fucking funny. Let me see if I could find it. It was every Fallout terminal. Log one, the boss is making us do these status reports regularly now. Log two, don't tell anyone, but we use human bones in our food, okay? Log three, October 22, 2077. My wife's giving birth tomorrow. Fucking win. but like, every, like, there was a time where I was, the character, when I was playing, you pick up a note and you read the note, and it's like, if anybody finds this, I just stole a bunch of medical supplies from a pharmacy that was down the street. Please get this to my wife who's heading towards this building.
That's so cool.
She's pregnant, and if she doesn't get this, she'll die and I'll lose my baby. And it's like, Jesus. I stole all that shit. I should have stole this or that. And then at the bottom, it's like, whatever you do, if she gets this note, do not name the baby after me. Pick the name that we chose beforehand. Tell her that I love her and our child very, very much. And then you just pick up his pills, like the supplements that you take to upgrade yourself. And like, as you pick it up, you're just like, I'm sorry. I need this more than you do right now. And the dude's a skeleton. So how long has he been there? But you read this note that made it. And then like, that's another thing that the game does really, really well, is if you would have picked up the supplements before you picked up the note, it then makes the note even more impactful because you did without thinking.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? So because I read the note,
you're selfish about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like because I read the note, it was like, I'm still selfish, but I know the weight of my actions. You know what I mean? There's so many little things in the game like that. Of just like, I don't mean to do this and I'm sorry, but I have to. And it's every single step along the way is just
delicious. Like a delicious game.
Can we wrap this up so I can edit this quick and go play more, please?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Have you ever heard of Shane Ivers?
Maybe once in passing. Can you tell me about him?
He made our intro music, Feather Duster. If you want to get that, you can get it at www.silvermansounds.com/freemusic/feather duster. Vince, tell us about social media.
Social media. If you'd like to follow us or the show on our Twitter, there will be links in the thing below. You could also join the Discord, which is a giant... I always say it's like if Facebook Messenger, Reddit, and something else. What was the other thing I always used to say? Facebook Messenger and Reddit came together and had a baby, and it was raised by Skype. But like only the good parts of Skype.
Yeah. Okay, I can deal with that.
The other night there was Jordan with a Y hosted a game night where they played Jackbox, and I really wanted to be there, but I slept for like 11 plus 1 hours.
You did so, do that, and that doesn't really happen ever.
Yeah, I needed it. I think what happened was after being with you and then coming home, you always need like a vacation from your vacation. So I just needed that time to sleep.
You need to reacquaint yourself with day-to-day life.
Yeah. Yeah. I was actually telling someone when I got back to work, I was like, I'm not used to this. I'm used to, like, sleeping for 2 hours, doing shit, sleeping for another four, and then just being up for another 18. just because of the few days I spent with you. But
my sleeping schedule is, like, so weird. Like, and my parents were making fun of me here on vacation because, like, I'll sleep for, like, 4 hours, then be up for, like 7, and then sleep for, like, 5, and then be up for, like, 8.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all over the place.
But yeah, you can follow us in our Discord. If you'd like to support the show, you can jump on over to our Redbubble or the Patreon that we mentioned earlier. There's some perks that come with the Patreon. And don't forget, we are still doing the fundraiser with the ARH Black Lives Matter sticker and all the money.
This is the last week that you can get it, I believe.
Yeah, this is the last week. By the time the next episode goes up, that is the day that we will be taking the sticker down, and we will be seeing how much money we raised, and then along with all of the money for June that we did on Patreon, we will be donating the Patreon for June, and we will be donating our sticker sales for that sticker. Any money that we would have made goes right into this fund, and we will be donating it to the George Floyd Memorial Fund. But that doesn't mean it ends there. You should still sign petitions.
So fight the good fight.
There was a kid recently, Elijah, his name was.
Yeah.
Who was like walking home and just shot because, you know, fuck this country. Breonna Taylor's murderers still have not been arrested.
Yep. Only one has been fired out of the three.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a bunch of black people that were just hung. They were lynched in a city, and it was ruled. All of them were ruled suicide. And I'm not trying to make this political. I'm just saying this is the world we live in right now. And I don't know about you, but out of the people that I know that have ever hung themselves, they didn't do it out in public.
Yeah.
So come on. Fight the good fight.
Fight the good fight, everyone.
If you want, you can throw us a couple bucks. I think that's everything we have to say.
That's everything we have for you this week, guys.
Play The Last of Us 2.
Go have a good old weekend and really take a moment to yourself. You know what? I'm going to tell you, have a bubble bath.
Or yeah. Fuck it up, dude. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Atomic Radio Hour Podcast.